In East Africa, cities are filled with the sounds of motorcycles, buses, and shouts from street vendors. But as NPR's Eder Peralta reports, in Tanzania's largest city, the soundscape is dominated by something unexpected.
This is the inescapable sound of Dar es Salaam. Even if you're on the fifth floor of a building or along the beach, you'll hear men advertising cigarettes or sweets or peanuts by jangling coins across their palms. Hassan Agustino Ponde has been doing this since 1990. He carries cigarettes in a small crate, and in his free hand, he stacks more than 20 coins from his wrist to the tip of his middle finger.
It needs skills to do that. One, you remove like two coins, it won't give the same sound.
And as he says that, he jerks his middle finger and the coins hop like they're on a tiny trampoline.
Who taught you to do that?
Came himself, because he started a long time doing this kind of business.
Across the city, I hear different explanations for where this comes from. Some say it comes from Egypt, others that it started with the Arabs who used to cling cups together to sell coffee. Leon Songoy, who has repaired shoes on the streets for decades, says it started in the 80s. The coffee sellers would walk together with guys selling sweet peanuts.
The groundnut guys who make this funny, weird sound. While on the side, there's a coffee guy who will be selling coffee.
Through the years, people selling cigarettes and water and small electronics also picked up coins. But recently, some young hawkers like Eric Kiyong started using oval stones instead of coins. I tell him that someone told me that was because coins are rare. The government has stopped minting the coins they use, so new guys can't find them. He laughs.
He's saying he doesn't believe that they are there, but the only problem is the coins has a lot in their hands, but also may cause cancer.
And as he takes off again to sell more cigarettes, he tells me the stones are a stylistic choice the old guys should adopt. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.